Montana is predicted to have an above-average wildfire season, and with firefighters potentially facing dual emergencies of wildfire and COVID-19, specialists say this year, more than any other, residents can play a vital role in keeping firefighters safe by preparing their homes and communities. Morgan Levy takes us on a wildfire assessment of her home.
It's a warm evening in late May, and I'm looking at the ponderosa pine and Douglas fir forests of Mount Jumbo looming overhead. I'm in front of my house in Missoula's Upper Rattlesnake neighborhood, and I'm out here using Zoom on my phone to take a tour of my yard with Chris Johnson.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, and I can see you just great too.
Every year, the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation offers free home visits by local fire professionals to residents who live in and near the wildland-urban interface, the junction where houses and forests meet. The goal is to make properties less vulnerable to wildfires, and they're still doing it this year, just virtually.
I would say, thing I would tell a homeowner, whether I'm walking with you virtually or walking with you around the home, that your responsibility to lessen the risk of your home to wildfire is yours.
Chris Johnson is part of an interagency wildfire prevention and education team for Southwest Montana. We spent an hour on Zoom as I walked around my property, looking at everything from my roof to the painted surface of the walls to that ignored corner of the yard where debris has piled up. He asked me questions like,
how far away from the slope are you? Any place where vegetation other than green grass is touching the home? Any other storage around the house?
To guide us, Johnson was using a 15-page checklist, one of several resources in the virtual toolkit put together by the DNRC. During shelter-in-place, homeowners were encouraged to use the materials to evaluate their homes.
I think more than any other year, it's important for Montanans to take action this year.
Kristen Sleeper is the state's Community Preparedness Program Manager for the DNRC. She says that like any other year, the goal is to protect communities and Montana's natural resources from fire. But she adds this year, with firefighters needing to isolate themselves into small crews, any wildfire will increase their interaction with other people and their exposure to COVID-19.
We want to make sure we're doing everything we can to reduce the risk of firefighter exposure. So we've really sort of redoubled down on our efforts to educate Montanans about what they can do and the impact that they can have in doing their part to keep wildfires from starting.
Nearly 64% of Montana residents live in the wildland-urban interface, according to a 2018 report conducted by Silvis Lab out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And in reality, it's probably a larger percent, as the report used data from 2010. Sleeper says during shelter-in-place, the DNRC tried to capitalize on their captive audience.
What I would say right now, we're having more homeowners reach out to us because they have either been contacted by their insurance company and need a wildfire home assessment, but also they just simply have more time and they've been more engaged in different aspects. So we've tried to really be proactive in doing a lot of interviews and talking to a lot of people to make sure they know we still have digital resources available.
This also means ramping up social media efforts in place of in-person meetings to educate communities. But fire prevention specialists in Southeast Montana say it can be difficult to know if their virtual messaging is landing. The story is similar in the Northwest. Allie Allwelling works in the DNRC's office in Kalispell. They've been issuing press releases to the communities in Northwest Montana,
recommending that homeowners in the wildland-urban interface do take a little extra time this season, understanding that our wildland fire resources are going to be operating in a different way.
The DNRC supports pile burning around properties and activities that mitigate potential wildfire fuel, because the goal is to avoid putting unnecessary stress on potentially limited firefighting resources. They also warn residents to be mindful that debris burns don't get out of control. In Montana, 60% of wildfires are human-caused, and specialists say it's imperative to minimize any preventable incidents this year. Another aspect of fire season preparation is wildland fuel mitigation, activities like thinning trees or burning debris in overgrown forests to reduce the likelihood of a high-intensity fire later in the season. Mike Gokachia works in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. He says due to COVID-19, the Forest Service had to take precautions around adding extra smoke to the atmosphere this spring. They actually stopped prescribed burns for a period of time.
Because it's a respiratory illness, my agency took that approach across the country. The generalized big broadcast burns that you would normally see going on, people have held off on that.
According to Gokachia, prescribed burns have now continued in the Northern Rockies.
sprinkler on those problematic spots.
Back to my home assessment. We spent a lot of time looking at the home ignition zone, the 30-foot area that is most likely to cause my house to catch fire. Apart from a wood fence butting up against the garage, I was mostly in the clear.
Okay, the last thing I want to check is out on the street. What we want to make sure of here is, would somebody know they've arrived at your address?
You cannot see my house number from the street. This is what the fire department will use to identify a house. I failed this one. But luckily, after our call, Johnson will send me a full report of his assessment so I can fix the problem areas before fire season. For information on how to book a home assessment, visit our website or contact your local DNRC land office. In Missoula, I'm Morgan Levy for Yellowstone Public Radio News.